From the KRCU Newsroom, I'm Clayton Hester. Missouri Governor Mike Parson met with leaders in the Legislative Black Caucus on Tuesday to discuss gun violence. The meeting lasted a little more than 30 minutes, but it didn't sound like much was accomplished, according to the Black Caucus. State Representative Ashley Bland Manlove, a Democrat from Kansas City, did say the governor promises the topic will be addressed during the regular legislative session.
He was not able to, divulge how deep that goes, but it will be a topic that we will discuss, and hopefully we'll be able to make some movements, maybe not gun control, but some of those other tools that are helpful in deterring violence.
Those are things like workforce development and mental health services. Bland Manlove did say the governor supports background checks, but isn't sure he can get other Republicans on board. Governor Parson was not available for comment. A grassroots Missouri campaign is collecting signatures on a petition to put a Medicaid expansion up to statewide vote. As St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Fenton reports, the state is one of 14 that has not done so.
The Healthcare for Missouri campaign is made of trade organizations, doctors, and advocacy groups. They want to make the government-funded insurance available to people slightly above the poverty line. Currently, only those with disabilities, children, and extremely poor people are eligible. Dave Dillon is a spokesman for the Missouri Hospital Association. He says the Affordable Care Act took money away from other hospital payments, such as Medicare, to pay for the expansion. He also says uninsured people's uncompensated care means other people pay more.
We have, as a community of healthcare providers, already been paying for this coverage for the better part of a decade without receiving it.
Voters in several other Republican-controlled states have recently passed Medicaid expansions through ballot initiatives. I'm Sarah Fenton, St. Louis Public Radio.
The abundant presence of Native American heritage in Southeast Missouri was the focus of the Chris Museum's Historic Tuesday Talk on September 3rd at Southeast River Campus. Daria Lawson with the Southeast Arrow reports.
This week's lecture was given by Adam Cribbles, director of the Bollinger Center for Regional History and Cultural Heritage. He said over 9,000 years ago, most Native Americans moved to areas like Southeast Missouri because of their ability to transport their rivers, the variety of woodlands and grasslands, and the wide range of wildlife. Some of these tribes included the Osage, the Oneida, the Delaware, and the Shawnee. Cribbles said while it's important to celebrate your local history, it's probably just as important to explore it even if you're not from the area.
I grew up in Ohio where the Civil War was something that happened a long way away, that the Native American history was pretty sparse where I was from, and the Trail of Tears was something we learned about once a year in school. And coming here, and there's a Trail of Tears State Park, and Lewis and Clark stopped in Cape Girardeau on their way west. I mean, those are pretty powerful and awesome things.
The Journal of American History contributor also discussed stereotypes associated with Native Americans and how perception often differs from reality when it comes to history. He added that although it's a sensitive topic and having a conversation about it can be challenging, that's exactly why we have to talk about it. From the Southeast Arrow, I'm Daria Lawson.
A team of disaster relief workers from Springfield, Missouri-based Convoy of Hope has arrived in the Bahamas after Hurricane Dorian destroyed entire swaths of the country and caused seawater to flood up to the attics of many homes. The humanitarian organization's spokesman, Jeff Neeney, says the faith-based Convoy of Hope often delivers its supplies through airports, but two of the closest airports to the devastated areas are underwater.
So what we would do, for example, in some cases, is we would take product from our Springfield warehouse, truck it to Florida, and then in Florida would put it on a boat, take it out to the Bahamas.
Looting is already a problem in the Bahamas, he said, because some people have begun to panic without food, clean water, and shelter. The team in the Bahamas have been giving out solar lights and water filters. The organization is also positioning a team in the southern U.S. to help hurricane victims there. For KRCU, I'm Clayton Hester. For more news, go to krcu.org.